Now we're recording.
Okay, this is Graham on the pavilion floor at Demo Spring 2010, and we're kind of winding down after lunch here before the final general session starts up at about 3, I think. And I'm at the Infusionsoft booth, and I'm with Clate Mask. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks,
and,
Graham.
And Clate, your position is?
I'm the CEO and co-founder of Infusionsoft.
Great. And I'm also here with Scott Martineau, whose position is?
I'm also one of the co-founders, VP of Customer Experience also.
Beautiful. So how many do you have on your team these days? How big is the company?
We got 130 employees.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You have been around a while.
We have.
Did I read you've been through about three rounds of VC?
Two rounds of VC, yep.
And when were those and how much were they?
We did $9 million from Moore David Al Ventures in the fall of 2007.
Oh.
And then we did $8 million from VSpring right at the end of 2008.
Oh, okay. Great, and you're obviously well into revenue stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
So what were you introducing here again that obviously you've had products out there?
Sure.
What was new at Demo?
Yeah, well, we did about $15 million in revenue last year. We have a product that's a sales and marketing automation suite for small businesses that have fewer than 25 employees. What we're introducing here at Demo is email marketing 2.0, which takes the key elements of that suite, which are email marketing, CRM, and then powers it all by an automation engine. And that's what we're introducing here.
I see. And are you still targeting the same small business?
That's right. Same target. It's a little less of a comprehensive solution, but you can build up to the full comprehensive suite down the road.
Okay. So it's all SaaS.
That's right.
Yeah. Subscription model.
All SaaS-based subscription, no long-term contracts, it's just a monthly service.
And what are the monthly
It's $199 a month, and you can send 25,000 emails, and you get two users with that, and you can add users for an additional $59 a month over time if you need to.
Okay. And so how do you position what you're doing with respect to all the others?
You know,
Constant Contact, I mean, there's a bazillion of them.
Sure.
Out there. I can't keep it straight, and I'm in marketing.
There's a bunch.
So, yeah, I mean, people ask me, well, you know, what are the best ones? I don't know.
Well, there's
sort of a sea of them out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there are a lot. The way that we're different is we combine CRM and email marketing into one app. It's not an integration. It's not a bolt-on. No. You got to have one app, and so that's the first thing. But the second thing, which is actually the most important, is the automation engine. So the whole thing is driven by a powerful automation engine. And then the last part is that we're more than just emails. So you can send letters, fax, voice, postcard, text, all of those kinds of things in targeted communication sequences that really make sense and are relevant for your customers.
So yeah, you're really more about marketing and less about just email.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
well said.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, great.
And there's one last differentiator, which is we're really about small business growth. We have a whole small business growth methodology that we help our customers understand and help them grow. So it's about that whole, it's about the, like you said, it's about marketing and growing, not just blasting out a bunch of emails.
Right. Tell me a little bit more about that small business philosophy, or how do you communicate that?
Yeah.
Can you read about that on your site or what?
You can. We call it the Small Business Growth Success Path. They're basically 9 building blocks to grow a business, and we talk about those 9 building blocks, and that's part of the success path. The beginning part is send your first broadcast 2.0 style, and then the next piece is fix your follow-up, because most entrepreneurs do a really bad job following up with prospects and customers. So we teach them the 3 critical campaigns that they've got to put in place to follow up with their customers. Once they've sent their first broadcast and done those 3 campaigns, then we help them on the 9 building blocks to double their sales.
Talk about some of your customers. I see some big names here.
We've got a lot of customers who have been a lot of authors and a lot of speakers who have built big followings, and they need to nurture relationships with those followings and not just blast out an email, but actually build relationships with those folks.
So you probably have some customers that are bigger firms, right?
Yeah.
They aren't all 25 employees.
You know,
and under,
97% of our customers are 25 employees or less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's actually how we want it. I resist strongly. In fact, we say we're stubbornly small business because we don't want to move upstream.
Yeah, and there are other players, I suppose, upstream.
That do
their thing for larger enterprises, right?
This is our passion. Our passion is to help small businesses grow, and that's what we're really fanatical about. So that's where we like to play.
Well, what's in store for the rest of 2010 now when you leave Demo? Give me a synopsis of what you're going to do for the rest of the year.
Well, we're going to drive really hard on this growth path, this success path that we talk about, and really projecting our small business growth. Scott and I have written a book called Conquer the Chaos.
What's it called?
It's called Conquer the Chaos: How to Grow a Successful Small Business Without Going Crazy.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. Is it out yet?
It's published by Wiley. It's coming out June 14th.
Good publisher.
It's been kind of a labor of love. We put a lot of time and effort into that.
Did you write it via your blog, or did you
We wrote it in the traditional way.
Yeah, tell me how you're using social media. Is that a big part of your marketing efforts?
It is, actually. We do a lot of social media work. We've got a guy who actually does that full time, and Scott and I do as much as we can, probably not as well as we should, but we both blog and tweet and. You know, we try to listen more than anything. Like, I've begun to discover TweetDeck as a great listening device. Love it. It's awesome. That's a really cool way to just get a pulse on what's going on. Yeah.
Well, and you must have a lot of customers that are out there talking about you, and you want to know what they're saying.
Yeah.
How many customers do you have now?
We've got about 5,000 paying accounts and nearly 20,000 paying subscribers.
Oh, my goodness.
So
there's talk going on out there.
Absolutely.
You have to monitor.
And, yeah.
Well, great. You're feeling good about how you did on stage, and you got a lot of attention?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We felt like it went great, and it was a great experience for us to really hone in the message on email marketing 2.0. We've been kind of getting closer to that over the last couple months as we've been paring down the full sales and marketing automation suite down to something that a small business owner can jump on and really get going on. So we felt like it was a great experience to get that product message right and then launch it here at Demo.
Yeah, well, great. Well, great talking to you. And
thanks,
Graham. Best of luck, Clayt and Scott.
Thanks,
and we'll be watching you.
All right,
okay,
sounds good.
Over and out.